Okay, our friends. So today we are pirates in training. And because we are in training to become pirates, we're going to read a book that's very important to all pirates. It's called Pirate Stew. It was written by Neil Gaiman. It's illustrated by Chris Riddle. And it is read today by Pirate Mommy and
I Long John Stew.
I Long John Silver. Are ye ready? Me hearty, yar, I am too. Here we go. Pirate Stew, Pirate Stew, Pirate Stew for me and you. The night my mom and dad went out, I said, "We won't be babysat." And they said, "You must not grump and pout. We're going out, and that is that. We've planned a quite exciting night. At first, we'll dine by candlelight, and then we'll watch the most instructive show in which we'll learn how flowers grow. You have to promise to behave." Then from the hall, there came the pitter thump. "We know you'll both be brave. We know you'll both be brave. Sit on your bottom." Then from the hall, there came a pitter thump. "We know you'll both be brave. Say hello to your babysitter." His hair was gray. His face was scarred. Right leg, a peg. Left hand, a hook. He grinned a grin and said, "My card." It read, "Long John Macaron Ship's Cook." Oh, do you know, back a long time ago, people used to introduce themselves by giving cards to other people that had their name and their occupation on it. That way you would know who the person was and what they did for a living. Very convenient. My mom and dad said, "Time to run. Mr. Macaron is going to feed you." Long John said, "Mateys, you have fun, and we'll call you if we need you, which we will not." So off they zoomed. My sister whispered, "We are doomed." My parents had not been gone long when someone knocked upon the door, and two cracked voices raised in song were joined by several voices more. The door was opened, in they came, a pirate crew. They were not tame. One was fat and one was thin and one had a hanky on her head. One played upon the violin, 15 bad men upon a dead man's chest. And such, like,
Oh, and a bottle of rum. On a dead man's chest. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
And such like pirate ditties. My sister said, "Excuse me, when is dinner?" "Coming soon, my pretties," replied a pirate queen. So then the pirates headed for the fridge and gazed inside with puzzled looks. Some of the pirates scratched their heads and some sucked their hooks.
"'Tis difficult to choose," said one.
"Impossible,"
began another.
"We'll have to feed 'em,"
Long John said.
"I told their father and their mother.
We pirates always keep our word."
At that, each pirate nodded head, and so they thoughtfully conferred.
"Arr, beans on toast?"
"No beans."
"No bread?"
"Or scrambled eggs?"
"Too complicated."
"Spaghetti?"
"Looks like worms,"
one said. Old Long John thought. He hesitated. He said,
"Me hearties, this is true. We ought to do what pirates do. We ought to make a pirate stew."
Long John produced an ancient pot. Then he produced a wooden spoon.
"We will serve it piping hot underneath a pirate's moon."
He beat his spoon against the pan, and with one voice they all began shouting out most joyfully.
Now we're back at home from the sea. Pirate stew, pirate stew, pirate stew for me and you. Pirate stew, eat it and you won't be blue. You can be a pirate too. Start with onions, start with carrots. Add the seed that feeds the parrots. Pulverized with heavy pestles, leeks are good except in vessels. Add a figurehead so curvy and some limes to ward off scurvy. A half a dozen silver spoons, a half a sack of gold doubloons. And that's a stew that you'll get rich in.
Here they danced about the kitchen.
Add a haddock, fat or thin, splice the main brace, drop it in. Tumble in the smorgasbord, stir it with a pirate sword. Season it with mermaid's tears,
sang the band of buccaneers.
Cannonballs and red bandanas, pineapples and brown bananas, locks from Davy Jones's lockers, blood and thunder, shilling shockers, add a splice of plank for walking, and some extra R's for talking. All the seashells she sells surely. Pop the lid on most securely. Cook it in a treasure chest. Stir it till it tastes the best. Serve it, eat it, then digest.
There's a lot of stuff that they have put in this soup, and I do not think I would like to eat it. Because I can't imagine eating some wood plank and a couple rusted locks. And cannonballs. Can you? Sounds not good. Finally.
But it is.
Is it?
But it is.
Finally, one ancient codger said, I've got the Jolly Roger.
And so he threw that in as well. And then they rang the dinner bell. What is the Jolly Roger? Do you know?
The flag, crossbones, and skull.
Aye, that's right. Pirate stew, pirate stew, pirate stew for me and you. Pirate stew, eat it, and you won't be blue. You'll become a pirate, too.
But my sister said to me, if you eat that pirate stew, you'll be what they say you'll be. You'll become a pirate, too. So we left our bowls of stew quite unnoticed by the crew, much too busy chowing down. No! They cried. We'll go to town.
Wonder what that means.
For the house became piratic. Sails billowed from the attic. All the pirates called, Ahoy!
Raise the anchor, girl and boy.
We went out into the garden, hauled the anchor off the railing
as the moon's above the yarn arm, called the pirates. Let's go sailing, let's go sailing.
They sailed that house about the town, they sailed it left, they sailed it right, they sailed it up, they sailed it down, they sailed it out into the night. They sailed our townhouse down the road.
Old freebooters never stop,
sang the pirates. Then they spotted Sally's little donut shop.
Yeah, a freebooter is someone who does illegal things on the ocean blue. Pirate. They steal. Okay. And now we have to wonder what they're going to do at Sally's little donut shop.
I'm closing for the night, Sally told them. But the crew shouted,
We are pirates, bright. Here's what we pirates do. Hand over your donuts, hearty, and we'll have a donut party.
She said, They're this morning's donuts, slightly stale. No need to shout. Would you like to take any of them? Otherwise, I'll just throw them out.
All the pirates cheered so loudly, threw their hats into the air, paid a gold coin, stating proudly,
"Pirates always pay their share."
But do they? I don't know.
Donuts jammy, donuts creamy, donuts chocolate, donuts pale, donuts yummy, donuts dreamy, donuts only slightly stale. Me and sister gobbled up a lot of donuts for our supper.
So let me get this straight. These pirates made them a perfectly fine stew. Actually, I wouldn't eat it either. But instead of eating the stew, they went straight to the donut shop and gave them a bunch of donuts for dinner. Mm. I wouldn't mind being babysat by pirates if it meant that I could have donuts for dinner, right? Mm.
But stale donuts.
Stale donuts, yeah, slightly. Oh, well. Yeah.
Then we dropped the pirate crew beside the saucy treasure chest where pirates guzzle rum and do whatever pirates do the best. And as Long John steered us homeward, buccaneers called Turtle Pip!
Which, don't ask me what that means, but I do know someone whose nickname is Pip.
Aye, what does it mean?
No idea. Must mean goodbye. Like toodaloo? Yeah.
Soon we anchored in our garden, in our house, our home, our ship.
Wow. Their house turned into a floating pirate ship. What a story.
Parents tiptoed in and found us sitting on the kitchen tiles. We were terrified they'd ground us. Not this time. They were all smiles.
Long John told us that as kids go, you're the cream of the crop.
Then they spied two dinner bowls untouched upon the countertop.
Uh-oh. I'm deeply concerned about what's going to happen right now. What do you say when we turn the page, the mom and dad have a bowl of the soup, and then they turn into pirates?
Aye, that might be what happens.
Let's see. Oh!
My mom said, "Gosh, this smells like stew, and we're both still peckish here." We told them, "No, those aren't for you. They're more or less a souvenir."
"What luck," cried Mom.
"Oh, good,"
said Dad.
"A late night snack is what we need. Our meal tonight was very bad. Let's snack," said Dad.
Said Mom, "Let's feed." We yelled, "That's what you must not do." Too late. As one, they spooned and scoffed. "Yum, yum," they said. "It's scrumptious stew."
"Now hoist the pirate flag aloft."
And the parents in the very last page are absolutely pirates. Shocking, isn't it?
And that's why since then we've had a pirate mom and pirate dad. Pirate stew, pirate stew for me and you.
And their house is a giant pirate ship, and away they go with all this pirate crew. What a story. Yeah, at the very end of the book, their house has turned into a pirate ship. And they're flying through the sky again. And both of the kids are there with their parents who are now pirates. Just goes to show you, be careful what you eat. Have you ever heard that phrase, "You are what you eat"? Yeah? Well, I've heard it. And it makes me think if you become a pirate, it's probably because you ate someone else's pirate stew. Right? Mm-hmm. And that, my good friends,
if you steal pirates,
do
from the pirates.
Oh, there you go. Is?
The end, me hearties.
The end, me hearties.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.